Colossians chapter 2, beginning from verse 1. I'll be reading from the Message Bible. When the feast of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Without warning, there was a sound like a strong wind, gale force. No one could tell where it came from. It filled the old building, and then, like a wildfire, the Holy Spirit spread through their ranks, and they started speaking in a number of different languages as the Spirit prompted them. And there were many Jews staying in Jerusalem just then, devout pilgrims from all over the world. When they heard the sound, they came on the run. Then, when they heard, one after another, their own mother tongues being spoken, they were thunderstruck. They couldn't for the life of them figure out what was going on and kept saying, "Parents, these all Galileans, how come we hear them talk in various mother tongues? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, visitors from Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and other parts of belonging to Cyrene, immigrants from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, even Cretans and Arabs. They are speaking our languages, describing God's mighty work." I'll stop at verse 12. Their heads were spinning. They couldn't make head or tail any of it. They talked back and forth, confused, say, "What is going on?" Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Jesus, we declare, Father, we declare that we love you. We declare everlasting love for you. Sing it one more time. This is our confession this morning, our Father, that we declare our love for you, just as you have declared your undeniable love for us. Thank you for the privilege of entering into the second month of the year 2022. Thank you for the privilege of bringing us into your presence this morning, as we look at your word speak to us expressly. And let your word do us good this morning. Let it accomplish the very reason for which you have sent it. As I decrease, I want you to increase, my Father. Hiding myself behind the cross. Ask, oh God, that you will minister life unto somebody this morning. Let your word do us good at the end of the day. Thank you, our Father. You powers of destruction, you enemy of mankind, who brings about the tendency for man to miss the track in the course of your revelation, God. I give such powers quick notice out of this place in the name of Jesus Christ. You spirit of absent-mindedness, I decree and declare this place unconducive for your operation this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Spirit of the living God, take over, glorify yourself. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'll be speaking this morning on what I call when God visits you. When God visits you. Scripture is replete with stories of men and women who were visited by God at one point or the other. And each time this encounter of divine visitation occurs, there is bound to be a change. That change could be a change of nomenclature, a change of status, a change of position. There is always a movement from one level to another whenever there is divine visitation. As I was praying and reflecting on what to share with us, this first day of the shortest month of the year, the Lord laid in my heart to share with us on the subject of divine visitation. The Lord says I should announce to somebody in the house, I don't know who you are, but at this shortest month of the year 2022, there is going to be a divine visitation. If I am talking to you, your amen will be better than you have just said. The Lord says there is going to be a divine visitation. And that visitation will cause a turnaround that will lead to celebration in your life. If you like prayers, you will say a better amen. Like I said earlier, scripture is full of stories of men and women who had this divine visitation. I'm going to mention just four for want of time. The first man that readily comes to mind when we talk about divine visitation was Mr. Moses. Moses was busy tending the flock of his master, his in-law. That fateful day, he led the animals out as usual to look for pasture for them. Upon arrival at the feet of Mount Horeb, something unique took place. Something unusual took place. Scripture says that there was a burning bush. And while this bush was burning, the leaves were not consumed. And Moses said, "Let me withdraw and watch carefully this strange sight." And Moses withdrew to have a causal look at the strange sight. Just then, scripture tells us in Exodus chapter 3, verse 4, the Lord spoke out of the burning bush to Moses. Right from that day, ladies and gentlemen, Moses' life never remained the same again. Moses became a vessel, a veritable instrument in the hand of God that eventually brought about the deliverance of
Israel from servitude in Egypt. Ladies and gentlemen, that single encounter took Moses out of obscurity into limelight. That singular encounter changed the temple of Moses' mentality. That singular encounter brought Moses from nothing to something. He became an instrument in the hand of God. In spite of the fact that he was a stammerer, Moses became the tool with which God delivered the children of Israel out of slavery. Just that encounter of meeting with God. Another man that readily comes to mind as I reflect on divine visitation was Abraham. Abraham, he title was called Abram, exalted father. Abraham was believed to have been one of those great father of, in fact, he is the father of the patriarchs. Highly revered and recognized, serving God faithfully, obeyed God when God gave him instruction to move. He did not undermine or underplay the voice of God. He literally lived a life of zombie, having to depart from his father's house at 75 to go on a sojourn to a place he never knew. He obediently obeyed God and back on the journey. But nothing seemed to have happened in spite of great visions and revelations that Abraham had. In spite of the fact that he was walking circumspectly with God, yet nothing happened. In spite of the fact that God had promised him, your children will be like the sand of the seashore, nothing happened until that fateful day that he had an encounter with God. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. Genesis chapter 18, verse 1. Scripture tells us that that fateful day, as he reclined under the Mamre tree, something happened. Then the Lord appeared to him by the terebinth tree of Mamre as he was sitting in the tent door in the heat of the day. Ladies and gentlemen, the promise that God made to Abraham that his children will be like the sand of the seashore, right from when he had an encounter with God in Genesis chapter 12, that encounter became a reality on the day of divine visitation. When the angel announced to him, you will have a son about this time next year. And it did happen just as God has spoken to him because of divine encounter. Let me jump to the New Testament. We remember the story of Zechariah. Zechariah was a man so faithful and committed to the service of God. In fact, he was a priest. One of those revered and highly respected positions in the Jewish nation. He was one out of the Lord, opportune to go into the Holy of Holies to offer sacrifice unto Jehovah. Even his wife was also of the lineage of priests. They were a family of priests, serving God reverently, faithfully. He was already growing old. People were asking questions. Upon all your Shoshianism, where is the seed? Where is the evidence to show that you are connected to God? In spite of the fact that you occupy a revered position, there is still a but in your life. You don't have a child. Zechariah and his wife must have been subjects of ridicule. People must have been mocking them. But on that fateful day that Zechariah ascended into the Holy of Holies, he had an encounter with God. Luke chapter 1, verse 13. He had an encounter that was not the same as the encounter he used to have. Bible says, and the angel said to him, do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer is heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. Divine encounter. Lastly, Mary was another person who had an encounter with the same God. Luke chapter 1, verse 26. Mary, a lowly girl from a lowly family, unrecognized by all standard. Poor, wretched, living pious life. Just living a quiet life. Was something unique happened. Verse 26. The Bible says, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city named, to the city of Galilee, named Nazareth. Tiny village. He was sent to that village. And when the angel landed, he was not looking for the house of Herod. He didn't look for the house of the affluence in the society. He went for that lonely girl called Mary. And in verse 28, the angel said to her, rejoice, highly favored mom. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. That singular encounter brought Mary out of obscurity, out of non-recognition. She became the mother of the Savior, highly revered and respected, even till tomorrow. She came out of that obscurity by the dint of a singular visitation. I don't know why I'm talking to this morning, but I sense in my spirit that there's somebody in the house this month, February 2022, you will encounter divine visitation. I say you will encounter divine visitation. That same God who visited Moses, visited Abraham, visited Zechariah, visited Mary, that God is coming to somebody's house in this place. And that God will change your story for better. If I am talking to you, you will say a better amen. That amen is an agreement. It is an agreement with what the Lord is saying. If you can believe it, you can receive it. So, I'm talking about divine encounter. When God visits you, what will happen? A few points I'll drop and I'll be true. Number one, when God visits you, you will be empowered. If you look back to the passage we read, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, beginning from verse 1 to 12. Was the story of the encounter of divine visitation that happened to the disciples. Don't forget, it was this same Peter, who was jittery before a slave girl. When the slave girl came and saw Peter that fateful night that Jesus was arrested, she said, I know this man. He was a follower of this Jesus who has been arrested now. And Peter said, no, you are making a mistake. Maybe I resemble her, not me. Say, no, I know you. You are one of them. Say, God forbid, I reject it. How can I follow that imposture? I am not. He denied Christ before a slave girl 3 times until the cock crowed. This same Peter and the 12, upon the arrest of Jesus, they went to lock themselves up somewhere for fear of being killed. But on the day of divine visitation, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, when the power of God came mightily upon them in that upper room, something unusual happened. They received divine empowerment. Because Jesus had told them previously, Acts of the Apostles chapter 1, he said, Do not leave Jerusalem. Remain here until I will endue you. I will enclose you. I will load you with power from on high. Scholars tell us that prior to the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit will come operate and return. But on the day of Pentecost and thereafter, the Holy Spirit came and abide with man forever, especially those who are connected to God. So when God visits you, you receive empowerment. That was the empowerment that the disciples received on that day, to such an extent that they stood before the Sanhedrin, the Supreme Court of Israel. And Peter will say, judge for yourself. Is it right to obey man or to obey God? That is empowerment. When God visits you, he emboldens you to the extent that the devil cannot intimidate you. I pray for somebody from this altar this morning. As you shout amen, receive divine empowerment in the name of Jesus Christ. May Jehovah empower you in the name of Jesus. May the power of God incubate you in the name of Jesus. And as the power comes on you, anything that is hitherto impossible in your life, they become possible for you in the name of Jesus Christ. The word of God says, with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't know the level of impossibilities that have been accompanying or following you. This month of February that the Lord says is visiting you, there will be a turnaround in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, when God visits you, not only will he empower you, he will change your language. Scripture tells us in that passage, if you look at verse 6, Acts of the Apostles chapter 2 verse 6, hear what the word of God says. Acts 2 6. Thank you. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and they were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Ladies and gentlemen, again, scholars, biblical scholars believe that the speaking in tongues that took place on the day of Pentecost was never repeated again. That unusual language was never why? Because while the speaking in tongues was going on, people from all countries, I mentioned them earlier while I was reading my scriptures, they were hearing them clearly. Professor Osakwe was hearing me speaking in Shekiri and he was interpreting, he was hearing speak. I mean, he was speaking Shekiri as if he was a Shekiri man. And the Shekiri in the crowd were hearing in speak Shekiri. Robinson was hearing people speaking Hausa. And he was speaking Hausa, and the people who are Hausas were hearing him as if he was an Hausa man. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know the language you've been speaking, but the Lord will have me say to somebody, you have been speaking the language of confusion, the language of hopelessness, the language of helplessness, the language of no, it cannot happen again. This is not possible again. Doctor has said it can't work. They have said it won't be possible. They have said I can't make it in life. I am even sensing it in my spirit. I will die with this sickness. This sickness will remain. This problem will continue to persist. I have good news for you if you can believe. The Lord is saying, I am changing that language in the name of Jesus. He is changing your language in the name of Jesus. He is changing your language in the name of Jesus. What hitherto was impossible, as you Allah, amen, they become possible for you in the name of Jesus Christ. When God visits you, your language must change. He changed the language of the disciples, of the apostles. The spirit of pessimism departed from their lives. They became catalysts. Anyone who sees them becomes frightened and afraid because of the power they carry after Pentecost. I pray for you from this altar this morning. In this month of February 2022, You will become a catalyst in the hand of Jehovah in the name of Jesus Christ. Number three, when God visits you, not only will He empower you, not only will He change your language. Number three, men will be shocked because of you. There are testimonies that close the mouth of people. Look at the passage. The Bible says in verse 8, that the entire people were perplexed and confused. They were saying, we have never seen this kind of thing before. This is unusual. This is beyond what any man can explain. That these people began to speak in languages that we can see tongue of fire on their head, and the fire is not consuming them. This is unusual. I pray for you from this altar. The miracle God will deposit in your life in this month, February 2022, will make men to be confounded in the name of Jesus. Your miracle will cause confusion in the camp of the enemies. Those who wish you evil, evil will disappoint them. If I'm praying for you, I will hear a better amen from your mouth. Men were shocked. They were surprised. It has never happened before. What is prompting this? What power is at work in these people? Even this power they are having now, they didn't have it even when Christ was with them. After all, you remember the story of when they went out to minister, to preach. They saw one demon-possessed girl. Peter bind. Odiodi, nothing was happening. They have to carry the girl with them. Say, we have to carry this one to the master. And when they came, Jesus just spoke the word, and the girl was delivered. And Peter was asking, Oga, we tried. We called your name. We shouted. We kabashed. Nothing happened. Jesus said, this will not happen except by fasting and prayer. But that's not where we are going now. What I'm saying is, the power that came on them on the day of Pentecost was an unusual power. It shocked men to their bones. And they say, and no wonder they were with Jesus. I pray for somebody from this altar. The miracle God will give you this month, February 2022, we close the mouth of mockers for your sake in the name of Jesus Christ. If we call them to eat their own word in the name of Jesus. If I'm praying for you, we say, I receive. In the name of Jesus Christ. Finally, when God visits you, barriers will be broken. Ladies and gentlemen, on that day of visitation, on the day of Pentecost, the barriers, obstacles, impediments, inabilities in the life of the apostles were broken. These unschooled guys will stand. Peter, on that same day, he preached one single message, and scripture tells us 3,000 men, not 300, not 30. 3,000 men gave their life to Christ. Barriers that hitherto were obstructing their move in witnessing was broken. I don't know the barrier that has been standing in your front or ahead of you. Is it barrier of those who hate you in the office? Barrier of childlessness? Barrier of walking and not seeing results? Barrier of sickness and affliction? As you shout amen, every barrier that has been standing on your way, I command that barrier to give way in the name of Jesus. I decree that barrier broken in the name of Jesus. I command that barrier give way in the name of Jesus. As I close, may I remind you, when God visits you, you will be empowered. When God visits you, your language will change. When God visits you, men will be shocked. And when God visits you, barriers will be broken. Rise in your, on your feet. That is why you are called Jehovah. MD, help me, please.
That is why you are called Jehovah. What you say, what you say, you will do. That is what you will do. That is why you are called Jehovah.
That is why you are called.
That is why you are called Jehovah. That is why you are called.
That is why you are called
Jehovah. What you say you will do.
What you say you will do.
That is what you do.
That is what you will do.
That is why.
That is why you are
Jehovah.
Just open your mouth and begin to appreciate you, God, for bringing you into the new month. For bringing you into the month of divine visitation. Open your mouth and give him praise. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Give him thanks. Some of those who shouted Happy New Year on the 1st of January 2022, they are no more. But you are alive, hale and hearty, kicking. Open your mouth and tell God thank you. Tell him thank you. You have finished the 31 days in the month of January. The Lord has brought you into the second month, the month of divine visitation. Open your mouth and appreciate God. Tell him thank you. He deserves our worship. He deserves our reverence. He is worthy of our praise. Open your mouth. Acknowledge all that he has done for you. Oftentimes, we remember what God has not done, but we don't remember to thank God for what he has done. Open your mouth and tell God, I am grateful for all you have done for me, all you have done for my family, your sustaining grace, your protection, your deliverance, your healing, your provision. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say with me, O God, my Father. I can't hear you. Hallelujah. Say, O God, my Father. Every besetting sin that will stand in my front to hinder me from accessing you, as I open my mouth to pray, I plead for mercy. Let mercy speak for me. Turn that into prayers. Sin can be an obstacle. Sin can hinder us. Sin can obstruct us. Let's ask for his mercy so that we will have access to God. All of these men and women I mentioned in scriptures who had encounter with God, they dropped the weight of sin before they were able to access the blessings of God. Tell God to purge you of every sinful tendency. Remove everything that has to do with sin that will hinder your miracle. Tell God to remove that thing. Mercy, speak for me today. In Jesus' name we pray. Say with your God, my Father, I cover myself, my families, my properties with the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for me in this month of divine visitation. Come and turn that into prayers and begin to talk to your Father. I cover myself with your blood. Let your blood speak for me. Speak for my family. Speak for my property. Speak for everything that concerns me. The blood, 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 the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say with me, oh God, my Father, I invite the power of your Holy Spirit to incubate my life, challenge my body, challenge my soul, challenge my spirit, filter out of my life anything that is not of you. Come on, turn that into prayers and begin to pray. Anything that is not of God, that is operating in my body, Lord, filter them out. My body is your temple. Sickness, you can't dwell here. Sorrow, you can't dwell here. Affliction, you can't dwell here. In this month of divine visitation, I reject everything that has to do with you. Thank you, my Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say with me, oh God, my Father, every garment of reproach, garment of sickness, garment of shame, garment of tragedy that has been programmed into the month of February, I delete myself out of it. Come on, turn that into prayers and begin to talk to your Father. Every garment of sorrow, garment of shame, garment of retrogression, garment of affliction, garment of sickness, prepared by the devil, programmed into the month of February, I delete myself out. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say with me, oh God, my Father, in the month of February, every Jonah assigned to rock my boat, by reason of your divine visitation, I give that Jonah quick notice out of my life. Turn that into prayers and begin to pray. Prophesy it. Every Jonah, I'm not talking of Jonah as a person, I'm talking about Jonah as a spirit that has been programmed by the devil to rock your boat, reject that Jonah out of your life. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Two more prayer points and we'll be through. Say with me, oh God, my Father, personalities and powers sponsoring problems into my life, by the unction of divine visitation, I command your powers to be paralyzed. Turn that into prayers and prophesy it. Every power that has been programmed by the devil to sponsor problems into my life, into your life, into our Savior's chapel, I command you to be paralyzed. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Finally, say with me, oh God, my Father, every power that is saying no to what God has said yes to in my life, in this month of February, receive the judgment of fire. Can you turn that into prayers and begin to pray? Powers that are saying no, where God has already said yes, receive the judgment of fire. Receive the judgment of fire. When God has said yes to me, you can't say no. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Stretch your two hands towards me. I pray for you from this altar of mercy. as you Allah, amen, the power of God, according to his promise, will visit your life this month in the name of Jesus Christ. And as God visits you, anything that is not of God that has been operating in your house, in your life, in your family, by your amen, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Scripture says, and they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the words of their testimony. Somebody shout, I am an overcomer. I didn't hear you. Hallelujah. He said, I am overcomer. I will overcome in the morning. I will overcome in the afternoon. I will overcome in the evening. Even at midnight, I am an overcomer. In the name of Jesus Christ, the power of God rests upon you. You will receive divine visitation. Your story will change for better. Impossibilities will become possible for you. You will live a life of celebration. I decree this into reality in your life. The name of God the Father, the name of God the Son, and in the name of God the Holy Spirit. Let me hear a thunderous amen in God's presence. Take a covenant seed in your hand. As you come forward to drop before your maker, take something big to covenant with him for his blessing, his favor, and divine visitation according to his promise. Do that quickly.